This is the Flip Empire Show with Alex Pardo, episode 41.
Welcome to the Flip Empire Show, bringing you the interviews, strategies, and insights for smart real estate investors. Alex is ready to answer your questions and provide you with the tools you need to succeed in real estate, all through case studies, current real-life transactions, and proven marketing strategies. Your success and freedom starts now with your host, Alex Pardo.
Hey, what's going on? Alex Pardo. It is awesome to be back on another Q&A show here. It's crazy. This is the 41st episode, and I actually got something really cool coming up here for episode 50, kind of a way to celebrate and do something a bit different than what I've done here on previous Flip Empire shows. So I think you're really gonna enjoy it. I think you're gonna like it. It's not something I don't believe I've ever done before. At least I don't recall that I've ever released this type of content or episode. So just kind of a little bit of a teaser here. Be on the lookout for obviously the upcoming episodes, but especially for episode 50, which should get released here in about a month or so. So having said that, I've had a lot of questions coming in, and I apologize if I have not had a chance to respond to it yet, but I promise I will feature it on an upcoming show. So one of the questions that was sent over that I decided I wanted to tackle on this week's Q&A show was, I'm actually going to read you the message. So it comes to us from Elizabeth. She says, "Hi, Alex. Thank you so much for all the good, solid content you're delivering in your podcast. Can you explain in detail how we should approach realtors that have cash buyers about our properties that we have under contract as wholesalers? I've heard from a lot of the top guys in our industry that now that they have an in-house licensed realtor as their dispositions manager. I wanted to know if you're doing the same. If so, how does your in-house realtor market the property? I.e., what do they say to the other realtors and cash buyers, etc.? Are they coming across as a realtor selling a property on behalf of an investor wholesaler? Thank you again for your insight on this, Elizabeth." So great question. And this is actually a very hot topic in terms of, you know, there's a lot of buzz around how should we be marketing our properties as wholesalers. And while I'm not going to get too deep into that topic, I want to just, you know, talk directly to Elizabeth's questions here and speak to it, because I know this is a common question that a lot of people have. And, you know, when I look back at all of the properties that we have wholesaled in the last several years, I would probably say a good maybe 15 to 20% of them have come from agents that have cash buyers that bring us, basically they bring the buyer to the table for our deal. So really quick, before I answer Elizabeth's question, I want you guys to know that oftentimes my experience, and this is actually, it's funny that this is one of the reasons I wanted to highlight this question, is we're focused more and more on networking and establishing relationships with real estate agents, because in my experience, and this has really proven to be the case over the course of the last year or so, is that agents often have cash buyers that will pay the most for our wholesale deals. And what I mean by that is oftentimes agents have retail buyers. In other words, they're looking for properties to live in, but they have the cash to close. And so these people are willing to pay 80, 85, sometimes even 90, 95 cents on the dollar. Now you have to, you know, build a lot of relationships with agents. You have to make sure that you explain to them the service that you provide as a wholesaler, and how it is that they need to work with you. So for example, when we contract a property, our sales manager, another word for a dispositions manager, our sales manager, as part of his marketing checklist to find the buyer, one of the things that we do is we have our virtual assistant who's based out of the Philippines. She will pull all the cash transactions that have occurred in the last 6 months in the same zip code as the wholesale property that we're marketing. And so she'll go in Podio and she will document the name of the listing agent, all their contact information, the name of the selling agent, all their contact information, and then the address along with any pertinent information like the sales price, the closing date of the closed sale inside of the MLS. And then what our sales manager will do is we'll contact each agent, both the listing and the selling agent. And in a nutshell, you know, I don't have the script in front of me, but basically we, you know, we contact the agent and we say, hey, listen, you know, my name's whatever your name is. The reason I'm contacting you is I saw in the MLS that you were the listing agent or the selling agent, whatever the case might be, for a property that closed on this date at this address for this price. We're local wholesalers, so not only do we buy properties cash, but oftentimes we wholesale discount properties to other cash buyers. It happens to be that we have an off-market property that's pretty close to this property that you just sold or this property that you just listed and closed. And I wanted to see if you have other cash buyers looking for deals in this area. My experience is that 80 to 90% of the time, they're going to tell you, absolutely, I have cash buyers. Very few agents have told us that they don't have any other cash buyers. And if they don't, then that's fine. And you're on the phone with them. Take it as an opportunity to see, find out more about their business, see if they have any distressed properties. And then, you know, you can kind of pivot from contacting this agent about a cash buyer to seeing if they have any distressed deals. You know, you're already on the phone with them. So take the time to build the relationship, see if you can add value, and you never know what comes of it from the future. But again, 8 out of 10 times, 9 out of 10 times, this person's going to say yes. And so what we do is we pitch the deal on the phone, and then we follow up with a text message and an email. We always ask them if we can add their email to our cash buyer's email list, and if we can add their cell phone to our cell phones list, because oftentimes we do a sly broadcast campaign, or we do like a text campaign and call fire, and you need to make sure that you have permission from these people. So we're always trying to touch quote unquote people in different ways. So not only through email, but through sly broadcast, through text campaigns, sometimes through direct mail, and then obviously just good old fashioned picking up the phone. So you constantly want to make sure that you're marketing not only for motivated sellers, but also for cash buyers in a variety of ways and touching people every day, every other day. The more the better, but you kind of have to use your judgment there. So anyways, we're contacting these people and we always ask them to add their commission to our wholesale price. And this is the key. One of the things we tell them is we say, you know, listen, Mr. Agent, I know typically you earn between a 3 to 6% commission. In this particular case, you can name your commission. So whatever commission you want to earn, just make sure that when you pass the deal along to your buyer, you add that commission to our wholesale price. And then just so that we're above, you know, everything is transparent, we explain to them exactly what we do. Say, listen, I'm a wholesaler. We have this property under contract. And so we are, if you're planning on assigning the contract, because let's just say, you know, typically we double close on anything where we're going to make more than $10,000. Anything less, we'll assign it. Sometimes we might assign if it's larger, but it just depends on, you know, if we know the buyer we're working with, if we have a good feeling about the seller. So just let them know what the structure of the deal is. You know, if you're planning on double closing, let them know that, hey, listen, we're going to be buying this property cash, and then we're going to turn around and resell it the same day to your end buyer. I found that the more transparent you are with people and you let them know the structure of the deal, you know, there's not going to be confusion later on. There's not going to be kind of pointing the fingers and that awkward conversation. So just be upfront with people, let them know you have this property under contract, you know, and find out if they have any cash buyers specifically for this property you have. And then the part two of that is you want to make sure that, you know, you ask for permission to add their email and cell phone to your list. So, Elizabeth, hopefully that answers your question. Again, that's part of our standard operating procedure. Any deal that we get under contract, our sales manager in his SOP has, you know, we're going to reach out, we're going to pull all the listing and selling agents that have been involved in a cash transaction in that same zip code in the last 6 months. And we're contacting these people. So not only are we mailing our cash buyers list, we're doing sly campaigns, call fire campaigns, but we're also contacting the realtors who have cash buyers. We're marketing the property online. And then sometimes we're doing, you know, open house showings. And I would highly recommend you do that. That's probably a topic for another show. But we've had a lot of success doing 1 to 2 hour open house showings. And then with regards to is your, you know, she asked, is our sales manager a realtor? Our particular sales manager does not have a license. One of our actually both of our acquisitions managers are licensed agents. But again, you know, it's all in how you you got to make sure that your paperwork, you've dotted all your I's, you've crossed all your T's, and a lot of this has to do with how you're marketing. You know, if you're a wholesaler and you're not a licensed agent, you got to make sure that you're marketing the contract, you're not marketing the property. But you got to make sure that you have equitable interest. So I would definitely recommend connect with an attorney in your market. Make sure that you know that you're operating within the line so that you don't get in trouble with any of the authorities. Because that there's a lot of gray area there with wholesalers marketing properties, especially if you're not a licensed agent. But Elizabeth, I would recommend if you don't have a sales or dispositions manager, it's not a bad idea at all to make it a requirement for them to be a licensed agent. You know, there's so many agents out there that are trying to make it in the business and they might not have money for marketing and or they might not know how to generate leads, but that's your specialty. That's what you do as a wholesaler. You're a deal finder, you're a deal maker, and you know how to market for deals. So it shouldn't be that hard. If you place an ad on Craigslist, ZipRecruiter, Indeed, your network, social media, you know, you'll find the right person if you go through a particular screening process that I've talked about on previous shows. Look for a dispositions or a sales manager that is a licensed agent, and then you don't have to worry about any of that. So hopefully you guys have found this show valuable and this makes sense. If you have any follow-up questions, make sure to comment here. If you're on the blog on flipempire.com, make sure to comment in this particular show. And if you have any questions, I've mentioned this in the past, just go to the Ask Alex link at the top of flipempire.com. And I'm happy to answer the question and feature it here in an upcoming show. So I'll catch you on the next one. Talk to you soon.
That's all for this episode of the Flip Empire Show. But we have you covered with even more expertise and resources on our website. Text EMPIRE to 67076 or head over to flipempire.com to join the newsletter and gain free instant access to our video module training course called 5 Ways to Scale Your Real Estate Wholesaling Business to 6 Figures in 6 Months or Less. For more interviews, strategies, and insights for the smart real estate investor, we'll catch you next time here on the Flip Empire Show.